You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says COVID-19 cases remain concentrated in the local government areas of Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown and Liverpool in southwest Sydney. Of the 112 cases in the 24 hours to 8pm on Sunday, at least 46 were out in the community for part or all of their infectious period. There are 63 COVID-19 patients currently in hospital, with 18 in intensive care and 4 on ventilators. Of those admitted to hospital, 25 are under the age of 55 and 14 are under the age of 35. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has thanked people for following public health orders, adding, "Now is not the time for any unnecessary movements."
We know from both evidence and anecdote that in the last few days in particular, there's been a massive drop in mobility. People have heeded the warnings, people have heeded the messages. And once we see the impact of that, we will have a better assessment of the time that we think the lockdown will be in. But please be rest assured of one thing. As soon as we know, as soon as we get advice from the health experts, the New South Wales government will let the community know.
The head of Australia's vaccine task force wants young people living in Sydney to get vaccinated as quickly as possible as the city's COVID-19 outbreak worsens. Three people aged in their 20s, 30s and 40s, respectively, are in intensive care in New South Wales due to the virus. The state's mass vaccination hubs and pharmacies will now start offering AstraZeneca vaccines to people aged over 40. Speaking to the ABC, the head of the National COVID Vaccine Task Force, Lieutenant General John Frewen, is also urging people aged under 40 living in hotspot areas to talk to their doctor about getting the AstraZeneca vaccine, despite Pfizer being preferred for that age group.
Like we've been saying all along, there's an informed consent process with a GP. One dose is better than no dose, but two doses is best of all. Since the Otago ruling that shifted the age cohort recommendation, there has been more than 1 million doses of AstraZeneca. Since the PM's announcement the other week, we've had more than 10,000 young Australians seek to have AstraZeneca under 40s. They're making choice about their risk category and the current situation, and that's appropriate.
The New South Wales government has also announced teachers and aged care workers in the Fairfield, Canterbury, Bankstown and Liverpool areas will be prioritised for vaccines because of the heightened concern over community transmission in those areas. A vaccine hub will open at Fairfield Showground on Friday to target the two groups. New South Wales Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the vaccine expansion was due to a dramatic change in the risk for the community. She's also suggesting people who have had their first shot of AstraZeneca to bring their second shot forward.
If you've had the AstraZeneca vaccine within the last 4 weeks, we're asking that you ring your GP and they may be able to bring forward your booking to that 6 to 8 week period. Now, clearly having the vaccine within the 6 to 8 weeks trades off the duration of protection that that vaccine might provide you, but we know that into the future we will be providing booster doses of various vaccines, and what we want to do is protect you. But my other message is, even one dose of vaccine is worthwhile.
A 72-year-old woman in South Australia is believed to have died from the rare blood clotting disorder linked to the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. The fatality has been reported to the Therapeutic Goods Administration and the South Australian coroner for further investigation. Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Emily Kirkpatrick confirmed the woman's death due to TTS, but also emphasised such cases continue to be rare.
We know this is a rare condition still that is something that we may continue to see, particularly in people over the age of 60. So it's important if you have had the AstraZeneca vaccine, regardless of your age, if you develop any of these symptoms, please go and seek help from your GP. If you're unable to see your GP and you have symptoms, then please go to the emergency department.
The federal government has announced a health support package for New South Wales as the state battles the outbreak. Supplies from the national medical stockpile will be sent to health practices, hospitals and GPs across Greater Sydney to assist with infection control measures. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says discussions for an economic and mental health support package are also in their final stages.
We've done this before. We've done this nationally. We've done this in other states and territories. We've been through this in Victoria, where we are now. And we'll do this again in New South Wales. And there will be moments of distress and uncertainty. And, of course, the health impacts are uppermost on our mind. But as a national government, we are stepping in to support the New South Wales government, stepping in to support the New South Wales people, and stepping in on behalf of all Australians.
And two members of a family of four have tested positive to COVID-19 after returning to Melbourne from Sydney. Three of the family members returned by plane on the 4th of July, while the other arrived back in Melbourne by car 4 days later. All four live together in the city of Hume in Melbourne's northwest and are in isolation. COVID-19 Commander Jerome Wymer says the other two family members who have so far returned negative results are being tested again today.
Our family from the city of Hume highlight the absolute importance of, if you're travelling back on a red zone permit, you must assume that you are positive with COVID. We create the red zone permit system and infrastructure in order to able to return you safely to the state. It is so important that you follow the right isolation protocols, that you get tested when you return here, and that you continue to get tested during your isolation period.
Meanwhile, the two Victorian households exposed to a COVID-19 positive removalist from Sydney are in isolation and undergoing testing. And a number of states and territories have imposed travel restrictions in response to the outbreak in Sydney. They include Victoria, South Australia and Queensland. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.